Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 30th of November. This is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here today.
Glad you're with me. And the other half of Team Nightmare, just to make sure your Monday is in full effect, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Andrew and I brighten every Monday.
That's exactly my point. You do indeed.
That's what we're here for.
That's why I'm having you here on a Monday. So
to bring joy and happiness.
Indeed. Actually, Charlotte, I'd like to start with you and bringing a little joy and happiness to people who are Christmas shopping or other holiday shopping at the moment.
Yes. Apparently, that's the time of year.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
So anyway, there are lots and lots and lots of different, you probably had your email inbox inundated with deals, and we can pick out some of those later. But the one that might be of most interest to listeners is Apple's Black Friday to Cyber Monday shopping event. So it closes today, Monday the 30th. And yeah, what they're doing is offering up to $150 back via gift cards. Mm-hmm. And it applies to products like MacBook Pros, iPhones, iPads. So if you buy a 16-inch MacBook Pro, i.e. the previous generation Intel one, you will get $150 back. You'll get the same for a 21.5-inch iMac. And the point about these vouchers is obviously you can spend them on anything Apple-related.
Right.
So it's not pure cashback, but if you want to buy a MacBook Pro and, you know, an Apple accessory or something, you can use the gift card for that. You can use it for apps and product, anything basically, Apple TV shows you want to watch on the TV app, anything like that. Even the iPhone SE will get you $50 as a voucher. iPads, a Pro will get you $100, and so on and so forth, and various other accessories, including Beats headphones. The lowest thing is an Apple Watch Series 3. If you buy one of those, you'll get a voucher worth $25 back. And the same with the AirPods Pro and normal AirPods.
Mm-hmm. And I want to reiterate the gift card situation, because for people who maybe don't know or have forgotten, gift cards from Apple have changed. So it used to be that you had to get like an Apple Store or an iTunes gift card in order to buy things through the App Store or through iTunes, like if you want to rent movies or buy albums, you know, through iTunes. The way that you do that is, used to do that, is with an iTunes or an App Store gift card. And then if you wanted to buy something in store, there was an Apple Store gift card. And now those are all the same. They used to be different things, and now it's all the same thing.
All the same thing, and all these, and so therefore you can use any of the things you've just named with the offers that are currently available on Apple's Cyber Monday deal. But it's ending in 6 hours for me at the time of recording in the UK. Yeah. You'll obviously have a bit longer if you're listening to the US. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do it, you probably need to do it as you're listening to the show.
Yes. Pause here. We'll be waiting. We'll wait till you come back. But you can go pick those things up now. And Apple is also really good about shipping. If you have Apple stores that are open in your area, local pickup, in-store pickup is an option. I know that they offered that before, and it was always really great, like to just have everything ready for you when you got there.
Yeah.
So it's a very handy thing. Andrew,
it's also worth,
go ahead.
Just want to say also, is this also on stuff that you might actually want?
Yes.
It's
That's
not
an important
like
thing
random
to point
stuff.
Out. Yeah.
I mean, okay, they're clearly trying to get rid of, you know, encourage you to buy an Intel Mac to sort of get them off the shelves, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and we may talk about this more in the future. 11. Those are still awesome machines. They're still valid. It's not like they're going to be forsaken anytime soon. Apple has said it's going to take up to 2 years for the transition. So you will get a full life out of an Intel machine, even if you buy it today, knowing that there are M1 machines out in the world. So, yeah.
You know, an iPhone SE and $50 to basically spend on it.
Yeah. Get a nice case, get a bunch, you know, subscribe to some things, get a bunch of apps, you know, a stack of Apple Music, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, seems like, you know, some good deals there. So if there's Apple, specific Apple products that you wanted, this is, it's worth doing it now.
It is. And this is basically the only sort of sale that Apple does during the year is this, you can get a certain amount back on a purchase from Apple. They don't do a whole lot of discounting aside from that. So other retailers do, but from Apple directly, this is the best deal that you can get on new hardware from Apple. So keep that in mind as well. Now, Andrew, you have a deal for us on what I find to be an exceptional piece of software. And it's sort of right up the Security Friday alley. So
actually it is. Yeah. So this piece of software is called iMazing. I'm sure we've talked about them before. This is basically an all-in-one manager for your iPhones and iPads. So it can do so many different things with your devices. If you've used something like, you know, iTunes to manage your devices, or with the last couple of releases of macOS, maybe Finder with, you know, Catalina and I think Big Sur.
Yeah.
That's where Apple has their built-in solution. But with iMazing, you get everything more, not only on macOS, but I think they have a Windows app too.
They do. I've used it.
Okay.
And the nice thing about iMazing to me is that it backs up everything on your phone. Mm-hmm. So it basically treats your phone like a little external hard drive, and it will scoop off all that data. So if you've used iCloud backups in the past, or you've done an iTunes backup or a Find Your Phone in the sidebar in the Finder backup in newer versions of macOS, sometimes those are incomplete. They don't back up voicemails. They don't back up text messages. Maybe that's the piece that you want. And iMazing allows you to do all of that. iMazing also facilitates file transfer to your device. So if there are specific things you want to have put together, or you know, particular PDFs you want to sync, or you're someone like me that makes a ringtone every once in a while because some sound is very entertaining to you to get every time somebody texts you, then this makes it very easy to put those on your device, because there's not a way to do that without having a computer involved.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, it can do so many different things. Like I mentioned, I did a cool stuff found for it. Mm-hmm. You can transfer your files with it. You can transfer music and calendars and contacts and back everything up and export photos and videos and all that kind of thing. However, to get serious for a moment, a lot of requests that I've seen online are from people who say, my loved one or my family member has passed away. Is there a way for me to save their voicemails and messages?
Yeah.
And iMazing can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a Cyber Monday deal where they have multiple tiers depending on how many devices you own, but it's a 50% discount for each tier. So, for example, if you have the base tier, which is if you have two Apple devices, then you can get a plan for this for $22.49, and the regular price is $44.99. So this is a really good deal.
It's also not a subscription. This is a traditional software buy at once purchase, and you can use that version until you can't use that version anymore for whatever reason. So another thing to keep in mind, I would recommend moving up a tier. If you are a person listening to this show, as we've talked about before, you might be family IT. And if you are, then it's good for you to have the ability to just plug everybody's phone or iPad into your computer and make that backup happen so that you know that at least one solid backup exists. So I would recommend it for that. So iMazing is a great one. Charlotte, you have a deal for us on a number of deals, I think, on things from Hyper.
Yes, Hyper, I've covered some of their charges and stuff before, but they've got a big Cyber Monday deal as well on various things. I mean, if you go to Hyper, you can pick out what you want. There's a few things that kind of stand out. Their six in one USB-C charger hub, which is called the they call it the Hyperdrive Tube. That's gone from $79.99 to $49.99. We've talked GaN chargers on this show, and they've got a 100-watt USB-C charger, which has, it looks like, got four ports. The Hyperjuice GaN, and that's down from $99.99 to $69.99.
Okay.
There's a power adapter, again, multiple ports, which even has an Apple logo on it, it looks like, which has lost $30. It's was $39.99, it's now $9.99. That's called the Hyperdrive 61-watt power adapter. So they've got a load of stuff over there.
And that's it for the show. I have to shop, so we're going to end it there. That's a lot of good deals on Hyper stuff.
They're significant savings on things you might, might actually want.
Right.
And it is worth checking out. A reminder that we're on the GaN stuff as well, which you both told me is the future of charging, so...
Well, I told you that because it is, because they're so small and they're so fast. That's been the thing that I've noticed the most in using them. They work really well for everything. And so part of what makes it great that Apple machines are all using USB-C now, as far as the computers anyway, and the iPad Pros, is that you can just use that one charger for everything. And all of our devices now are smart enough to, like, if you plug it into a more powerful charger than it actually needs, it negotiates that connection, so it just charges as fast as it can. You're not going to blow anything up or melt anything down anymore. Like, that used to be a legit concern back in the day, and it's really not anymore.
Yeah.
And basically, with Hyper, it's 30% off site-wide. Their door busters are got 80% off.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you spend over $100, they say they'll give you a free gift as well. So,
wow.
You know,
okay.
Worth checking out.
Yeah.
Not until we finish the show, Kelly.
Okay. I'm not loading up their webpage in the background or anything. I would also point out that a lot of these are great ancillary gifts. So if you know somebody is getting a laptop for Christmas, or you're helping arrange for someone in your family to get a laptop for Christmas, it's nice to give them that bonus charger or that USB-C hub or things like that to sort of go along with that gift and make it a lot easier for them to use. So I would point that out as well. Andrew, you have a deal for us for people who might be in the market for headphones. Like, say your name is Charlotte and there's just a screaming deal and you might be sorely tempted by them.
Oh, I'm not engaging in this.
Yeah, so, you know, I've searched a lot on Amazon this past weekend. There doesn't really seem to be a whole lot of deals for Apple devices. So one Apple product that I found that does have a deal are AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
And based on this Amazon description, it sounds like this is the second generation of regular AirPods.
Uh-huh. So these are the ones that I have.
Yeah, so there are the AirPods and then there are AirPods Pro. Mm-hmm. So these are for the AirPods. And the reason I say this is probably the second generation is because the description says you can have quick access to Siri by saying, "Hey, S-Lady."
Uh-huh.
And it has the Apple H1 headphone chip that delivers the wireless connection, so you can charge wirelessly.
Yeah.
The first generation, which I actually still have my first generation, this is just basic. You can only charge it wirelessly. It doesn't have that hands-free Hey S-Lady feature, but this second generation does.
Yeah.
And so I found this deal on Amazon. The normal price for these AirPods are $159.
Yes.
But this deal is currently $109. So
which is
this is a
bonkers.
Pretty good deal.
It's a very good deal. I have the second gen where you can Hey Lady them and wirelessly charge them. And they're super great. I really, really love them. And if you know somebody who doesn't have them, they would be a very good gift for somebody.
Guys, just at me already.
So, Charlotte, I think you might want to try them.
Well, There is a deal in the UK as well. You, Andrew, just laid out the US one.
Yes.
But it's even worse here in the UK because there appears to be a deal on the AirPods Pro, which have always been more tempting because, you know, noise cancellation. And they're normally in the UK, they're £249.
Okay.
And they're currently available on Amazon for £198.
That's a very good deal. It's a very good deal.
It's a worryingly good deal.
I look forward to seeing you in a meeting later this week, Charlotte, with new AirPods Pro.
I'm going through this because I don't personally need new headphones, but I think for some people this is a deal worth checking out. People who have kind of, or also, you know, if there's someone in your life that wants AirPods Pro for Christmas, this is a good place to buy them. You get ahead of the game.
They're solid. Like, I know people who have AirPods Pro who love them, really love them. And
yes, everyone loves their AirPods. I know.
No, specifically the Pro. The Pro is what I'm talking about.
The Pro is great.
I really enjoy mine. I'm not excited about them. The people I know who have AirPods Pro are excited about them. Like, they really are super into loving them. And I'm like, and I just am sort of boring about it. Like, they work great. They charge wirelessly. They connect to everything I want them to. And I love that that works. But I'm not like, oh my God, have you heard these headphones or anything like that? So, yeah, they're pretty great.
The active noise cancellation is
magical.
Like, it is a thing to be excited about. And they have the transition mode as well, where you kind of in between.
Yeah, the transparency is pretty great. Yeah.
Transparency, that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte, you might actually be interested in some AirPods Pro with that transparency mode, because I know that our next deal is one that you are interested in for your bike.
Yes. So, one of my ways I'd like to get around and exercise is cycling, road cycling. And there's obviously, I have a terrible, for those of people that don't know me, I have an absolutely terrible sense of direction. I cannot be trusted. I once got lost in a straight corridor. That's not even a joke. Therefore, I need my phone to tell me where to go quite a lot of the time. And that includes when I am road cycling. Mm-hmm. But obviously, and you know, you don't want it, like, take your phone out your pocket and stuff. Dangerous on roads, not good. But there's a company who I had recommended to me by someone actually in a bike shop, which is called Quadlock, and they sell, you know, the kits and cases that you can tie to your phone and actually tie to your bike, clip your phone in, so you can have your phone in front of you whilst you're cycling. Mm-hmm. And get directions, you know, maybe in case of emergency, make a call. But, you know, for me, the main thing would be directions and so forth. Right. And on Cyber Monday, they have 30% off site-wide. Mm-hmm. So if cycling is your jam, and it has become a lot of people's jam recently, this looks to be something you should check out. The All iPhone Devices Kit is down from $59.95 to $41.97. Mm-hmm. So, that seems to be a very compelling deal. And probably if you have an iPhone and you want to protect it, because you really do want to protect it, when you're cycling, this seems to be the place to go. As I say, I had it recommended to me from people in a bike shop. If I get my hands on one, I'll let people know how it works. But that's a compelling deal for a highly recommended product.
Yeah, and it's not just for cycling. I'll point out they have an armband. Also, this is one of those where there's sort of the attachment point on the back of the case, and then it clips into a variety of different things. So there's an armband if you're a runner. There's a motorcycle one if that's your jam. They've got one that sticks to the windshield for your car. They have a desk stand so you can pop it up on your desk and things like that. So they have a wide variety of accessories, not just cycling.
Yeah, there's all different types of transport, or as you said, desk, not transport. So it's there's a 30-day money back guarantee. Mm-hmm. Orders over it says £25 in the UK. I guess that's $25 in the US.
Yeah.
Are free. There's no free shipping. So If you're looking for those kind of accessories, or indeed want to buy them, this looks like a good place to go.
Yeah. And Andrew, you have one more place that we can talk about briefly that has loads of deals.
Yeah, so this isn't a product deal. This is more of a brand deal.
Yes.
So 12 South is a company. They make a lot of really cool Apple accessories. I know because I've personally reviewed several of them. They make everything from iPhone and iPad cases, iPad stands, iPhone and Apple Watch stands. They have a stand for your iPhone that kind of looks like a picture frame if you want to make it, you know, look a bit more nice in your home, for example. And they have Cyber Monday deals for all of these.
Yeah.
So just for example, their product called the Hi-Rise Duet. It's a combo stand for your iPhone and Apple Watch. The normal price is $49.99. The normal price is $99.99, but the Cyber Monday deal is $49.99. So you can expect a lot more deals like that with a bunch of their products.
Yeah. If this brand sounds familiar, first of all, hi Andrew. And second of all, who is the guy that runs 12 South? Not you, Andrew. But I know him because I met him at Macworld ages ago, and they had made the book case. So if you've seen the like vintage book looking case for iPhones and iPads and MacBooks that zips around the edge, but it looks, you know, it looks like an old school book. That's 12 South. So they make a number of other super duper great accessories. The picture frame you talked about is the Power Pick, I think, charger. And it's a Qi charger, but it's basically a picture frame with a little raised lip around the edge. So you set your phone inside the picture frame, you know, up against the picture that's in it, and your phone charges, and it's great. So,
yeah.
And I've also reviewed a number of their things. I think their build quality is fantastic. The stuff that you get from them always looks really good. I know a number of people who have tried their best to wear out those book iPhone cases and have failed to do so. So I can tell you, they're very good stuff. They do have some great deals, and they have some really innovative products too. So, like the AirFly, I think it's called, that lets you convert something to, you know, send sound to your Bluetooth headphones. It's another thing I really like of theirs. And they sell more ancillary gifts. You know, we were talking about ancillary gifts earlier, and like they sell some really nice leather cases for your AirPods or your AirPods Pro. So you can get a nice case to kind of keep those protected, or in my case, make them a little bit bigger so they're a little bit harder to lose. So I like it very much. And so they have a lot of stuff for all your different Apple gear, and it's only for Apple gear. They talk about it. And it's everything I've had from them, I've had no complaints about. So 12 South, not yet a sponsor of Mac Observer Daily Observations. We just really like them. So that's going to do it for us today. I'd like to thank both of you for being here. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by with all your deals.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Good to be here.
And also with me today, Charlotte Henry, thank you so much for coming and telling us about how excited you are to get your new AirPods.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.